Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about how to make plans without feeling too restricted by your plans. So the title I gave this episode, Is Time Management Dehumanizing?, came from an interesting letter I got from a Before Breakfast listener named Inez. She wrote that after listening to the podcast, she always felt encouraged to plan things out and schedule her life because she believed this would help her set priorities and build the life she wants. But then she continued, however, calculating in advance what I am going to do in my personal and professional life feels a bit overwhelming and dehumanizing because everything stops being spontaneous and every single hour is planned out. Is your perspective on this any different? Well, in a word, yes. First, I'd point out that when people talk about time management being dehumanizing, usually they mean that it's actually too human-controlled. Some parts of time are purely natural phenomena, days, years. People tend not to feel too restricted by the fact that the sun keeps rising and setting over and over again. It's other smaller time units, such as hours and minutes, that are human inventions. And these smaller inventions became very important and standardized during the Industrial Revolution, when it suddenly mattered when the trains came into a station or what time factory workers came for their shifts. The idea of scheduling in these small, human increments is what can sometimes feel alienating and restricting. But I don't believe this has to be the case. I mean, to me, time management is about freedom. Because I know my priorities for any given week, I know that I can still make progress even if everything falls apart. If I plan my workout well, I won't be rushing to meet deadlines. And as I've learned over the years, no one likes to feel rushed. Because I think about how I'll spend my time on weekends, I tend to have pretty good ones with various adventures. I don't feel like I lose my weekends to mindless scrolling or chores and errands. I also think that there is a huge gap between planning every minute or every hour and planning nothing. I actually don't recommend that people plan every minute. That's because stuff you haven't considered is going to come up. Always. If every minute of a day is booked, when an emergency happens, all that other stuff has to be chucked. That's why people feel overwhelmed and behind. But if you've only booked about 50% of your day, then you've got room for a whole half day of emergencies before you're any worse for wear. So you have my permission not to plan every hour. Please don't. Leave as much open space as you can. And then I think you can still get the benefits of planning without the feeling of restriction by setting some limited intentions for any given day. For a weekday, what are three professional intentions that will help advance me toward my goals? Then what one to two things could I do in my personal time that would be meaningful or enjoyable for me and the people I care about? A weekend might feature three to five intentions. That's really not a whole lot. There are 60 hours between that 6 p.m. Friday beer and that 6 a.m. Monday morning alarm clock. Five intentions is basically a rate of one intention every 12 hours. That can leave a lot of open space and no real sense of restriction. But then you can also do cool stuff that does require planning ahead, such as eating at restaurants where it's wise to make a reservation, or going on a hike with friends who probably have a busy schedule too, or volunteering somewhere that, shockingly enough, wants their volunteers to commit to showing up. To me, that's not dehumanizing. Instead, it's really the best of both worlds. Open space plus stuff that you know will make memories. Now, I suspect many people who listen to a time management podcast probably already agree with me. But if you're the sort who finds planning to feel restrictive, I would love to learn how you've reached a balance in your life. Feel free to email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.